Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. School. We were still talking about that. We're talking about higher education. We're talking about college. We now have an Ojibwe school here, Ojibwe College. And I went to it. I graduated from it. And I do believe, you know, we got some great things going on. It was back in like 2010. The college was ranked number 7 out of all the 2-year colleges across the United States. It was ranked number 7, which is pretty good. How many colleges are out there, 2-year colleges? I don't know right now. I tried at the top of my head, but I know it's way more than 7. So I know they're doing pretty good. And the quality of teachers there, hey, you know, you got a lot of individual attention. They got the work studies there. The work studies are phenomenal, at least the ones that I met. Very knowledgeable, easy to get along with, pass on information, get you going, get you up and running. I know they had programs for mothers with children, and I know they just had programs to get you, you know, out there. And I know the internships were great. I went to the science fields, which was really cool. I really enjoyed what we did. We went out to the lakes that didn't have any access to them, and we had to portage our boats, portage all the equipment from a nearby road, and go on in and get on the lake and then go take samples of those lakes and then bring it on in and send the samples down to the university and to be analyzed. And we accomplished a lot of that. But getting in there, wow. I'll talk about, I never knew that the vegetation and those types of things were so thick, you know, that, you know, it made it almost near impossible to access any of those lakes. And then when you get on those lakes, you know, you'd have that feeling of wow, I don't think these lakes have been had a boat on them in years, because you know where we had to go, there was definitely no houses, no signs, no lights, no anything, you know, just pure wilderness. And then to see the wildlife that was on them, the birds that would come on in, you know, and fly on in. And it was during the summer months. So, you know, you had all those little fuzzy things that go through the air, and, you know, had the sunlight behind them, and real very, very pristine, very, very, very natural. And you definitely, at least I did, I had a sense of belonging. And I could understand why, you know, we chose these lands. Oh, very, very, very incredible. The school, college, also afforded, we could have Monday drum every Monday. Start off the week, And then whenever we needed the drum, we, of course, it was there. We had our pipes there, had our Eagle staffs there. And of course, we took care of those, you know, in our best way, best, most respectable ways. And I think that was really a big part of it. Our tobacco use, you know, they went tobacco free, but with the exception of, you know, our ceremonies and the things that we do with the tobacco, which was really significant to me. I like to see us, you know, using that and the way that we use, but that's just me. And I think it's a very, very natural thing. And I'm really, really proud of how far they come and a lot of the directions they're going. I know they get pulled in a lot of them. This school is very new. Everybody has ideas. Everybody wants to go places. And sometimes, you know, you got to rein it in and think carefully. Of course, there's other factors that are coming into play. Sustainability, the kind of power that we have out there, solar power and those types of things. And all of those things will come into play. And of course, there's the gathering of more land where they're at to expand. So there's expansion. And there's some teachers with some longevity that have been there for quite a while and that continue to be there. So I think supporting our local school is a very, very, very nice thing. And I've been more than happy to be a part of that and to also be a graduate from this school. And so if you get a chance, please go visit the school and go see what they have to offer. Once again, I'd like to thank you for joining us, and we'll be back again next week. Thank you. Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.